This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So, Johnson, you had a story that you wanted to share with us about copyright.
That's right.
Intellectual property, which we've actually already touched on intellectual property earlier in the show, and I said I don't believe in it. So, you know, feel free, grab the show, copy it, you know, redistribute it. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, this article is about copyright's true purpose being dead because it never existed.
The purpose never existed or copyright never existed?
The purpose of copyright.
Okay. Purportedly, the purpose of copyright is to protect intellectual creators from other people stealing their ideas for a period of time that will allow them to profit from their original concepts.
Well, according to the U.S. Constitution, copyrights exist to promote the progress of science and useful arts.
Okay.
I think that's what people imagine it's about.
Yeah. It's meant to facilitate and encourage artists. And by the way, this article is from torrentfreak.com. It is meant to facilitate and encourage artists to create content which the public can enjoy. But Is this how copyright still functions today? Texan A&M law professor Glenn Lunny Jr. doesn't think so. We're all familiar with the statement that piracy is killing the music industry. It's one of the main arguments used to argue in favor of stronger copyright enforcement and legislation. The underlying idea is that strong copyright protection ensures that artists get paid. More money then opens the door to more artistic creations.
That's the claim.
But is that really the case? Glenn Lunny Jr., a law professor at Texas A&M University, has his doubts. When the first wave of widespread online piracy hit in the late 90s, copyright holders called for stronger protections. This eventually resulted in the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, commonly known under the acronym DMCA, which was passed nearly 20 years ago. At the time, Professor Lunny declared that this would be the death of copyright. The DMCA would mainly serve the interests of the large monopolies, not the independent creators he envisioned. This would kill the true purpose of copyright, which is the progress of arts and science, as defined by the Constitution. In a new follow-up essay, Lunny looks back at his earlier predictions with fresh evidence. As it turns out, he was wrong. The DMCA did little to stop the piracy epidemic, but while music industry revenues tanked, there was still plenty of creative output. The professor doesn't retract his early criticism of the DMCA, but he now sees that copyright never really served to promote the public interest. In an ideal world, more money should lead to more creative output, but according to the data presented in Lunny's new essay, the reality is quite different. Instead, it suggests that more money leads to less creative output. Relying on music sales data dating back to the 50s, adjusted for inflation, and comparing that to a database of most streamed tracks on Spotify in 2014, the professor reveals an interesting trend. There is no greater preference for music created in the high revenue periods. On the contrary, in fact. This is backed up by other data presented in Lunny's book, Copyright Success, which also fails to find evidence that more money means better music. There is no evidence that more money meant more or better music.
Nope, I wouldn't think it would.
Yeah. To the contrary, when
I think more money means better movies.
Maybe. It says, to the contrary, when I found a statistically significant correlation, I found that more money meant fewer and lower quality hit songs, the professor writes. The question is, of course, why? According to the professor, it's simple. Overpaid artists don't work harder, they work less. These misdirected and excess incentives ensure that our most popular artists are vastly overpaid. By providing these excess incentives, copyright encourages our superstar artists to work less, Lenny writes.
This suggests, put out an album whenever they feel like it.
Right, right, exactly. This suggests that more money for the music industry means less music, which is the opposite of the true purpose of copyright, to facilitate the progress of arts and science. It's a
reportedly, but of course, as we've seen with some restrictions on fan films that some companies, some will allow, others won't. Others
right.
will allow with very specific restrictions, like there's the Star Trek. They came out with a
yeah.
Paramount came out with a set of rules that you had to use officially licensed uniforms of the Star Trek characters in order to be able to make a fan film. And there's just all kinds of rules that they put in place.
Restrictions on where or how they can advertise it.
All kinds. I mean, there was a whole laundry list of stuff. But
they're lucky to be able to make fan films at all.
At all.
Disney doesn't let you make a Star Wars fan film.
Hmm. I know that fan productions on Nintendo games have been shut down by Nintendo. Fans have taken old Nintendo games and re-released them and, you know, made them more modern feeling.
Nintendo's vicious about that.
Yeah, they really have cracked down. They took, it was The Legend of Zelda, one of the most popular Nintendo games of all time, of history, in, you know, the 1980s for the original NES. It was, I think, the 30th anniversary of that game, so this is a few years ago now, that somebody came out with a real tribute. Like a flash version or whatever, like an internet version of this that looked better. It had been improved upon in every single way.
They spruced up Link.
Yeah. They spruced up the whole thing and really did an amazing job. And Nintendo,
I just wanted to show I knew who the main character was. It wasn't named Zelda.
Right. And Nintendo came down on that like a ton of bricks and forced these people to take it down. And it was just a tribute. They weren't making any money on it. They weren't charging anything for it. They just loved the game so much they poured their own time and effort into making it better.
Nothing will ever beat the daycare center in Orlando, Florida, near Orlando, Florida, that had a Mickey Mouse montage on the wall on the interior of the daycare center.
Ooh, yeah, and they came at them.
When Disney found out, they came at them over copyright violations, and then Hanna-Barbera found out about the story and came and painted all their characters on the wall. Like, they came there
the
and
actual
painted them.
Artists.
Right. Yeah, the actual
Hanna-Barbera.
Artists put up Huckleberry Hound and I don't remember what
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, yeah. And then whatever that Pink Panther thing was that said,
that
stage right even.
Pink Panther wasn't Hanna-Barbera.
It wasn't Pink Panther. It was a Pink Panther-like character.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember that one. Another one. Exit stage right even. It was like,
the one was called Smedley. Who went,
yes. Smedley Butler. No, not Smedley Butler. That's the
yes.
military guy. Snidely Whiplash is the figure you're thinking of.
I know who he's talking about.
And Muttley.
Anyway. Muttley, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Was that Hanna-Barbera, though?
I think so.
Okay. Moving on.
I don't know who else it would be. Anyway, the controversial thought that more money for the music industry means less music relies on quite a few assumptions. For example, looking beyond the big stars, more money can also mean that more artists get paid properly so they can make a decent living and dedicate more time to their music. Also, even in the lower revenue periods, when music piracy is at its height, the top artists still make millions. The professor, however, is convinced by the data that he sees. According to the above, he shows that during the high revenue periods, the top artists made fewer albums, while they produced more albums and hits during the tough times.
Because they were busy doing drugs and hookers.
As a result, when revenues were
don't forget the record companies take huge chunks well of all of these revenues. They're making more than the artists.
Right, and it's not I don't fault anyone for making money on their work.
It's the dream of most musicians, right, to actually make it big.
But if you want great artists to produce more great works, then a copyright isn't going to be the thing that solves that problem. That is not the thing that's going to... Look, maybe you think it's right, just, good, and pure, but please don't use the excuse that it has anything to do with creating more great works of art.
I want to bring Dodger in here. He's calling us from the Palm of the Mitten in Michigan, listening online. Go ahead, Dodger.
I just want to bring the perspective. First off, just a little piece of trivia. Do you guys know what people in the UP call people in from the Lower Peninsula of Michigan?
No.
Dupers?
We're trolls. We're trolls. We live under the bridge.
Under the bridge.
Of course, the man
that's very
bridge.
Clever.
All right, stand by, Doctor. Right. I'm going to bring you back here. I know you wanted to talk about the copyright issues, so we're going to bring you back. And your calls are certainly welcome as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Turns out copyright's actually hurting creative output, according to the numbers, according to the study here that Johnson is citing. As we'll continue, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind here. The number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got also the Discord on-air call-in line room. over at discord.lrn.fm, which I've now had to restrict to where the toxic users cannot join the Discord room because Luke, the guy who called earlier, continued to occupy the room. And the way we have that room set up is it's a one-person room. So if one person's in there, nobody else can join. And the reason why we had to do that was because more than one person was joining the room, and that gets confusing because, you know, we really only want to have one person at a time on the conversation. The reason is because if people have different microphone levels on their side, it doesn't sound good for radio to let more than one person in there. So anyway, because he wanted to do what he called a sit-in in the room, we've now had to restrict that. But for those who aren't considered the toxic users on the chat system, of which we only have two, this chat system's been around for 6 months now, so we only have two toxic users. Everybody else, welcome to join. Welcome to use the Discord on-air call-in line room to join the discussion here.
Blink, home security system. I have mine. I think it's great. It's really easy to set up. I've had to set it up twice now because I got it, and then I moved, and so I had to set it up again. It's fast. Easy. If I can do it, it is easy. There's really no wires to deal with. You just kind of set the cameras up. You could just set them down on top of a table or a counter or something like that if you want to move it around or whatever. Or you can screw it into the wall. It's got a little wood screw that comes with it. Makes it very easy. And if there's movement, if there's motion in front of this thing, at the times that you set it to go off and on. I mean, you don't want it, you don't want it in your living room when you're at home in the evening, but you may want it in your living room when you're in bed at night so that you can get an update if something is moving around in your living room. Well, that makes it very simple to use. You just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. And by the way, many home security systems, they cost a lot of money, and there's subscriptions and all kinds of things like that. Not so with Blink. Protect.com/FTL. You go there. I think their lowest, well, I was just there the other day, but I think it was yesterday on the air, but their lowest package was somewhere near $100 for just one cam. And with our link, you get 15% off. So blinkprotect.com/FTL will get you, yep, there it is, $84.15 for the smallest package. You can cover your apartment front door with that, and just a bit more for two, and obviously more as you get more cameras. You know, the more you get, the more it's going to cost. But that's it. There isn't a subscription. You just get their app, and they take care of it from there. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Let's get back to Dodger. He's calling from the Palm of the Mitten in Michigan. Dodger, your comments. We've been talking about copyright, and Johnson's got some interesting statistics, a study, a professor who's saying that it looks like, from the numbers, there's evidence to say that copyright has actually harmed productive output, has harmed creative output.
It seems to have in the pharmaceutical industry. You can see that companies now take the same drug, basically change it a little bit, then trot it out as the new thing. And, you know, that's not innovation.
They were looking at that's more patenting than what they're talking about here, but it is still intellectual
property. Copyright was intended to promote the arts and sciences.
Yeah.
So,
and patents were purported to protect
and it's
inventors.
All intellectual property.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dodger.
Well, you know, I'm speaking as somebody, you know, a libertarian and somebody that has been very, very much into music most of my from a teenager and on. And I'm pretty sure that all of you remember I was a teenager at the time, but the Napster thing.
Oh, yeah.
And. Well, one of the things is I lost a lot of respect for one of my favorite bands at
Metallica.
That time.
Was it Metallica?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, I'm
Me
a
too.
Metalhead.
Yeah.
And,
back when for our listeners that don't know, Napster was one of the first kind of noteworthy, newsworthy file sharing platforms out there. It was what, in the early 2000s, I think.
CEO Sean Parker.
Whoever that was. But Metallica, they came out hard against Napster. And they were very upset at people sharing their music, sharing their albums, and it was embarrassing for them.
And the other thing
is, they lost a lot of fans.
This is just innovation, right? Like, people want to hear music that they want to hear.
Back in the day, the Grateful Dead encouraged people recording bootlegs of their albums and distributing it, you know?
The Dead Kennedys did, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, people want to hear the music they want to hear. They're listening for free on the radio. You've built into them this notion of listening for free. listening, by the way, hearing advertisements doesn't feel like, especially if you're not, you know, frequenting the advertisers, it doesn't feel like you're paying.
Right.
So
you can always change the channel.
Yes, the people who are getting played on the radio were getting a royalty, but that doesn't really change anything. you know, ultimately, people want they want to hear the music they want to hear. They want to hear
it
for as little as possible.
Yeah,
they want it the way they want it. And so what bands needed to do was basically what iTunes did, was sell one song for a buck and make it easier to get that song than it was to use Napster. Because I used Napster, and it wasn't that easy to use.
Dodger?
Being somebody that is so, you know, into my music, I can tell you, you know, it seems to me as if a lot of these bands put out their best stuff before they make it big, and then it's like they make it big. Yeah, I can't think of really a good album, for example, that Metallica's put out after the Black Album.
Sure.
And it just seems as if the money just kind of gets to their head, and there's a term for it. It's called a sellout.
Right. It's the age-old complaint when it comes to music fans, is whenever the band gets too big, then they lose their way and they lose their sound. And
that could be, though, that the music fans just don't. They just want something, you know, they're looking for the new next thing, and now they're just turning on their old band. I don't know.
Or
I can say that Enter Sandman was a great song, and that came out after Metallica got big.
No, that was their big one. That was that album was their biggest album.
I've certainly heard of them.
No doubt. I mean, they had a career before the Black Album, but I agree with what he said.
That the Black Album? I don't know the name of the album.
Right. That's kind of the common belief among Metallica fans, is that the Black Album was their last great album, and that was their sort of the pinnacle.
I didn't know that there was an album after the Black Album.
There have been several.
I can tell you there are plenty of bands out there that once they become big, but I can tell you that they release like free content out there to their fans and stuff like that. You know, a lot of them still do it for the music. They may get big, but you know, you can't put a broad brush stroke on this and say that any band that ever becomes big,
Sure, and there's also another viewpoint to this idea that, well, once they get too big, they become, you know, lazy or corrupted, or they suck, or they go in different directions that don't please the fans. The other complaint would be the complaint about the fan, because the fans want to hear the same kind of music throughout the entire history, and they get upset when...
Why does Metallica always sound like Garage Days?
And they get upset when the band tries something experimental. And when would they try something experimental? When they've made enough money to where they feel like they can try something experimental. So
right. Listen to Prince from Little Red Corvette.
Experimental stuff is amazing.
Yeah, and here's what I wanted to add to that. There is redemption here for Metallica, because in recent years, there was some album that they came out with. I don't know what it was. But they came out with it online. They released every single song. Every one of them had a music video, and they put them all out there for free. So it's like they finally figured it out. It took them a couple decades, but they finally embraced, hey, let's do this free release thing for our fans and see how that works. And it rocks.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy, or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCM10.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump wants to help farmers hurt by trade wars. The Trump administration is looking to allocate $12 billion to aid farmers who've been affected by the tariff fights, moves by the president that go against his party's past positions regarding free trade. in Kansas City, a center point for the nation's breadbasket and livestock industries, the president uses a speech to the VFW to send a message to farmers.
Just stick with us. Don't believe the crap you see from these people, the fake news.
The president tweeted, tariffs are great. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says, nope, not in his opinion.
I have to disagree. I think we, you know, moving to a zero tariff world, and I think it's unfortunate that if you look at the tariff levels between us and the European Union, they're roughly equivalent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can dial toll-free here to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's also the Discord on-air call-in line room. And with you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
I do want you to know about a handy little tool that if you can use if you like cryptocurrency, if you are a cryptocurrency advocate, you want to help spread crypto, go to cryptotip.org. I was told by Roger Paxton that he nominated gave CryptoTip the nod as this week's, I think he called it ANCAP tool or something like that. Anyway, he was really impressed with the CryptoTip. And you can go and try it for yourself. You can print out as many of these business card size paper printable tips as you like. You decide how much crypto to put on them. So you decide the amount. You decide how many you want to print. You send the crypto to the site. You get access to a printable page. You cut them out. You know, use scissors or, paper cutter or whatever. Load them up in your wallet or your purse, and then when you go out to eat or, you know, at a place where you might tip somebody, tip them with cash. Give them a good cash tip. You know, if you got good service, give a good cash tip. And then on top of that, you leave a crypto tip. Let them explore the world of cryptocurrency. It's very, very cool, and you can go there and print out as many as you want. CryptoTip.org. Right now it's in beta. It's Dash only at the moment. We may be adding more cryptos to it very soon. I don't know if it's very soon, but soon at some point. CryptoTip.org. Check it out there as we continue with your phone calls and thoughts. Matthew's on the line in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Good evening, guys. So this morning I was listening to USA Radio News in the morning, and they were reporting that
The intelligence community says that the Russians are hacking into our power grid and causing brownouts. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, the 1950s are calling. They want their Red Scare back.
Okay.
I just so everything that goes wrong from now on, you can just blame it on the Russians. Apparently, the intelligence community will believe you.
Hmm. Well, I suppose the intelligence community probably wants you to believe that. I mean, considering that, you know, if the intelligence community is collecting all of people's data and metadata, as the news shows, it shouldn't be very difficult at all for them to trot out whatever evidence there is against the Russians. Like, let's just and Donald Trump.
Because of the Russia.
Yeah, and Donald Trump, right? Like, let's just go ahead, go to the NSA's. This isn't hard. We don't need some kind of big investigator. Go to the NSA's big giant refrigerator unit in Utah and get his cell phone info and find out if he's chit-chatting with Russians. Bam-o, wham-o, you know.
Yeah, somehow the other, I have a feeling if they had that kind of a smoking gun, we would have seen it by now. But it reminds me of that song by the Kinks. You remember Paranoia, the Destroyer?
No.
Mark, you would be the most likely to remember that.
Not I.
Well, this is my version, and this is with all apologies to the Kinks, and I cannot sing, so please bear with me. There's a Russian under my bed. There's a Russian in Donald Trump's head. Paranoia will destroy you. That's all I got.
That part I remember. The paranoia will destroy you. But did they mention Donald Trump in the?
No, that's his new version.
No, they don't. This is a parody. This is only a parody. For God's sakes, whoever owns those copyrights, don't sue me. Ciao.
Thanks, Matthew, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Otis is on the line in New York on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Otis.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How we doing tonight?
We're doing a radio show.
How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I blew out my voice today, so I can't say too much. But, you know, I just want to thank you for putting the shirt on. I appreciate that. I think probably the real reason you put the shirt on is because Mark's there. Mark lays down the law. He doesn't
No. That's not it at all.
Absolutely. What are we talking about?
He's talking about me. I mean, there's nobody who's more obsessed with my clothing choices than Otis in New York. It's really an honor.
Well, if you're going to be on a video, Otis, you're absolutely right. If a man's going to make a living in part by being on video, he needs to change his shirt every day.
No, Mark, he wasn't wearing a shirt the last couple of days.
Right, there's been a few shows.
I know you got them window AC units down there in New York, but up here, you know, we don't got those things. They're too fancy up here in New Hampshire. We don't use these window air conditioners too much, so it gets hot inside.
Yeah. That's really great.
Well, what are you going to do, right?
What are you going to do?
Forget about it.
I don't know. Forget about it.
Hey, what about that guy that said Donald Trump Russia? What is he talking about? You know,
I don't know. There are allegations that Trump did golden showers with Russian prostitutes.
Oh, well, not even that. I mean, it's pretty obvious the Russians hacked our elections. I mean, come on.
They hacked the DNC computers, and that shows to be a security breach.
You just go on Twitter, and you can find 3,000 examples of fake people posting all kinds of crap on Twitter.
So what? I mean,
I was getting paid $5 an hour to post all kinds of wacky stuff on Twitter.
How do you get those gigs? Is that Fiverr? Wait, is that like Fiverr.com? How do you get that?
Well, you just start posting whatever you want on Twitter, and people go berserk over it. You get hashtags trending and whatnot.
Yeah, but how do you get paid? You were saying you were getting paid to do it.
Well, yeah, my grandmother was a big Trump fan, so she was paying me, you know, $5 to go out and spread some good news.
Is your grandmother dating Soros or something?
Well, no, she loves Trump. I got her the hat and everything, you know. She $5 a tweet, whatever.
Can you post a picture of your grandma wearing a MAGA hat in our Discord chat? Because I'd love that. That'd be hilarious.
I don't have a picture of her wearing it. I only got my grandfather wearing it.
I see. All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Otis.
The hat messes up her hair. She's, you know, she can't be messing up her hair.
Yeah, you know how women are about
well,
that.
That's especially true. Older women when it comes to getting their hair set.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gotta get
it's
it right.
A big deal. My mother goes to the hairdresser once a week because, I mean, the hairdresser washes her hair. That's the only time it gets washed. I mean, this is like it's a whole different lifestyle around this getting your hair set thing.
What are those ladies that wear purple and then they wear the red hats? Like the Red Hat Society?
What are those? Red Hat Society, that's what it is.
You get them some purple.
All right, take it easy,
Otis.
Some purple MAGA t-shirts.
and some red MAGA hats, and you'd have the whole new meaning to that society.
We go to David in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, you were talking last hour about the 14-year-old cop wannabe imposter kind of thing.
Yeah, a 14-year-old apparently stole an SUV or borrowed. I'm not sure if it was a family member's or what.
Well, I mean, borrowed or stole a family member's SUV.
It was a family member.
That he had outfitted with cop flashing lights on.
Yeah, and proceeded
and
to act as though
people
he were
over.
Managed to acquire
no
a costume.
No one really seems to know why this occurred yet.
He managed to acquire a costume that was reminiscent of the sheriff's department. Go ahead with your thoughts on that.
Well, I had an experience that might be helpful or at least interesting. There was one night when I had an uneasy feeling about pulling over on a piece of interstate where I was when the cop was going to pull me over, and I was right by the exit ramp or right by an exit ramp, and I knew that about a mile and a half, 2 miles down the road, there was a lighted, populated place. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I had an uneasy feeling. I had multiple run-ins with the cops where they did illegal arrests and various different things where they were literally violating my civil rights. And
yeah, they don't care about that, but okay.
It's
yeah,
true.
They don't care about that. So anyway, he pulled me over right by this exit, so I continued down the exit ramp, which was still pretty normal, and I made a turn, and then it's all dark for, like I said, for about a mile and a half, 2 miles to the first
place. That's a long, hard to do.
That's a long, long way to not pull over for a police officer.
Right. This is a hard thing to pull off. Go ahead.
So what I did is I immediately got on the phone and called 911 and got the dispatcher, and I told her what was up, you know, that I wanted to exercise my right. Oh, and prior to this date, there had been an actual cop that had sexually assaulted a woman that he had pulled over, and there was also an imposter, a dude that wasn't being an imposter of a cop that had pulled people over.
Right. I would suggest that anyone attempting to do this do it at, you know,
is taking their lives in their own hands.
Within the speed limit, if you're going to do it within
the
speed limit.
Put on your hazards, too.
And put on your hazards, yeah, for sure.
This is a smart move, though, to call the police department to let them know you're being pulled over, but you don't feel comfortable in this spot. Hold on, David. We'll let you continue here in moments with the story. If you can, you know, if you're in an area in which you can get a cell phone signal, of course, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because if you don't pull over for these psychos, you never know what they're going to do. Some of them start to get really mad about it.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up here, it's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live dial toll free? Bring up whatever you want to talk about here. The number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget our Discord on-air call-in line room. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there and you can talk about whatever you want with our other listeners, some of whom are libertarians, some of whom aren't. It's an open forum for chat, and it's free, and it's there around the clock, discord.lrn.fm. We were talking with David in New Mexico, who was telling about, we were talking about kind of police, people who are impersonating the police, and the fear that some people, I think, legitimately have when, I mean, it's one thing you're getting pulled over by an actual cop who might beat you within an inch of your life. And then there's also the concern that you might be getting pulled over by somebody who's not a cop who might do who knows what to you. So, David, you were telling us a story about when you were getting pulled over in an area in which, had you pulled over immediately, you would have been alone with this person who you weren't sure if it was an actual cop. So you dialed up 911 and connected to a dispatcher and continued driving on to an area that you said was at least a mile or so away that you knew would be more populated, would be like a lighted parking lot, potentially some people around to witness. Tell us more about that situation, please.
Yeah, I knew there was a 24-hour gas station that would be, there would be people looking right out the window watching the whole thing, and it would be all lit up, and there was literally nothing else that was lighted or populated between her. And remember, this whole 2 miles, remember that this guy on my tail was able to clearly see my license plate and get all kinds of information about me, mm-hmm. and I was driving in a nice, normal manner, and I was on the phone with the dispatcher, and she was trying to find this guy. And having a problem doing it, I find out later in the news after the fact that the Albuquerque Police Department and the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department that work the same territory, the dispatcher, their systems were not in this half century into the space age that we are. Their communication system were such that there was not a real good connection between what the sheriffs were doing and what APD was doing. And when you called and got a dispatcher, I happened to get the one that worked for APD, and she basically was incommunicado with the sheriff's department, and that's who was on my tail. And so I get down, I get to that gas station, And I pull in the parking lot, and just as I pull in the parking lot, the cavalry arrives. From every direction comes a sheriff's department unit, and they surround me and jump out of their cars. There's like four of them, and they all pull their guns out and point them at me. And
the guy just pulled over.
Right. He didn't obey fast enough, Mark.
Right. That's what it seems to come down to.
Yeah. Let's also remember that it's official policy that if some young woman feels in jeopardy,
yep,
that she has the right to do exactly what I was doing.
That's true.
And
you know, speak the truth.
Of course, as a male, I don't count, but young women have the right to do this and are encouraged to do that if they feel uneasy.
Departments will often say things like this when, you know, right after there's been an incident of a police officer demanding a beige for, pulling some gal over or whatever.
Right. So they're pointing their guns at me, and I'm still sitting in the vehicle, and they're yelling at me, you know, get out of the vehicle, and I yell back at them, I'm on the phone with your dispatcher. They're trying to get a hold of you. And so they yell at me, get out again. So I get out, and I'm standing there on the phone, and they go, get down on the ground, you know, lay down on the ground.
And they had drawn guns out on you?
Yeah, they were pointing guns at me.
Getting on the ground might have been a good idea.
That's scary.
Yeah, well, so I did. I told him one more time, I'm on the phone with your dispatcher, and as I was getting down on the ground, and I laid down on my back because they didn't tell me to lay on my stomach, so at least I could see when they were coming at me, you know, who was coming from what direction. And so, of course, when they got to me, since I chose to lay on my back face up, they violently threw me over onto my stomach, and then they kicked the phone out of my hand. I watched the phone slide across the pavement, literally about 75 feet.
It could have been a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to think it's a gun. That's what one cop actually yelled at somebody holding a phone.
The dude said that to me. After the fact, one of the deputies said to me, he said, that phone you were handing, you know, it looked like a gun. He said it looked like a lot like a gun. It's like, yeah, really, I'm yelling at you. I'm on the phone with your dispatcher, and we're in a lighted gas station.
Right. I'm going to hold a gun to my head while I'm yelling into it.
Holding a gun to my head, yeah. And so anyway, after they cuffed me, threw me in the car, they called the dispatcher and found out that I was way more straight than what they were. And they apologized to me.
They apologized?
Yeah, in a way, their apology, the main dude, the guy in charge was what he said to me is after he confirmed my stories, he said, let's uncuff you and get you out of here.
Well,
that's not an apology.
It's not an apology. It's better than nothing.
Usually, yeah, it's very hard to get apologies from the police. That's why I was surprised when you said it was an apology, because almost always they have no reason to apologize because it doesn't benefit them in any way, shape, or form. It's, of course, the right thing to do, but they don't have to do the right thing. They get paid regardless. Hey, David, thanks for calling and sharing the story tonight. As we continue, Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, so we're building a brand new hawk light in front of the Cleveland Middle School.
A what?
You've got a job?
No, hawk light.
Hawk light?
You know the hawk light?
No. I'm sorry. I thought you said you were building something.
No, I was not. No, I know that I was.
She did say that.
She said we are building.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not building anything.
Hawk? What is the word?
Yeah, hawk light. It's a high intensity walk signal light. So the 12-year-old girl was killed like 3 months ago, and they collected 3,500 signatures. So they were supposed to do a study, and you know what? These studies usually last about 5 years, and then by then they probably figure that people will forget about it, but they are actually building it. So it's a
hawk beacon, according to Wikipedia, is a high-intensity activated crosswalk beacon. So the H comes from high, A comes from activated, WK comes from walk. So it's a strange acronym.
The way she pronounced it is she said high-intensity walk signal, and I was just picturing somebody really needs Chinese food, and they beam it into
what's it
the
do?
Sky.
So it's high-intensity. What's it do? Like it flashes when you're going to walk in between?
It says here is a traffic control device used to stop road traffic and allow pedestrians to cross safely. It is officially known as a pedestrian hybrid beacon. The purpose of the Hawk beacon is to allow protected pedestrian crossings, stop road traffic only as needed. I think we have things like this in Keene. If you get into downtown sound keen. There are certain sort of lighted
If you
things.
Walk through them, then they begin to strobe,
right,
letting cars know, yeah. Hey, there's somebody who's just walked out in the middle of the road.
It says here, a hawk beacon is used only for marked crosswalks.
So honestly, there's some bike trails in Keene that could use these.
Well, the thing is, they were having an event, like a performance at 7 o'clock, and she was using that cross. That's when she was killed.
So yeah, this is for all the people who are too out of it to actually pay attention to their surroundings, and it's hard to really, I mean, it's terrible.
How fast was the car going? I mean, I feel like I can look both ways when I cross the street and handle cars.
A 12-year-old also should be able to look both ways by the time they hit that age. I mean,
I'm not saying the kid deserved it.
No, I'm not saying that either.
That's how you should look at the road as though there are 2-ton death machines flying along at 30 to 50 miles an hour.
Right. Some beacon isn't going to save necessarily somebody's not paying attention. Because if the person who's crossing the road isn't paying attention and the driver isn't paying attention, you've got a recipe for disaster.
And the pedestrian will lose.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. Again, toll-free number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Was there more? There was probably more to the copyright story, but...
A little bit.
Do you want to share anything?
Sure, a little bit of time. Try. So they were saying here that...
money did not help production of creative works.
Yeah, saying in contrast, when revenues were low in both the 1960s, before the sound recording copyright and the post-file sharing in the 2000s, our top artists produced more studio albums and more top 100 hits. Among other things, the data showed that the most prolific artists in the study, the Beatles and Taylor Swift, had their first Hot 100 hits in 1964 and 2006, respectively. Both were low-revenue years.
Hmm.
It's a thought-provoking essay, which undoubtedly will be covered.
Correlation isn't causation,
right.
But it's still interesting to look at.
It basically goes on to say here, copyright is dead. The DMCA did not, however, kill it. Copyright in the sense of a law intended to promote the public interest never existed at all. It was only a dream. Ironically, major copyright groups are increasingly complaining that outdated law is not fit to tackle the ongoing piracy problem. Instead, they see the DMCA safe harbor as a major roadblock which allows services such as YouTube to profit from private piracy.
Piracy ain't going away. Sharing isn't going away.
Right.
They just need to come up with creative ways to create revenue, whether it be live performance or merchandising or whatever, clubs.
Copyright is just overcomplicated nonsense to benefit lawyers and copyright.
FreeTalkLive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.